This is Top Story brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies and also by Shield Pension Trust into the future with you. Now, a formal complaint has been lodged with the Ghana's Office of the Special Prosecutor seeking an investigation into allegations of corruption, illicit enrichment and breaches of political financing laws against former Vice President and 2024 MPP presidential candidate Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia. Dr. Bawumia reportedly boasted about personally purchasing over 300 pickup vehicles for the MPP, raising questions about the source and legitimacy of the funds. He is claimed to have said no one in the party's history has raised as much money as he has, sparking concerns about possible abuse of public office and conflict of interest. The complaint cited possible breaches of Ghana's Political Parties Act, Anti-Money Laundering Act, and the Constitution regarding disclosure, reporting, and anti-corruption obligations. Now, the petitioners are Solomon Osu and Andrew Apia Dankwa and Edwin Godwin Bachman. And they asked the special prosecutor to do a lot of things. My colleague, Papani Ashley, has been monitoring or going through that particular statement and joins me in studio with more. Papani, first, let's start with the grounds on which they're making this petition.
Well, just as you have said, this is really based on the alleged comment of former vice president and former flag bearer of the MPP, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, on his alleged buying of 300 pickup trucks. Now, the grounds here, they state categorically three. One, that the source of funds, the acquisition of over 300 pickup vehicles suggests access to extraordinary financial resources that demand verification of their origin and legitimacy. And again, possible abuse of public office, and that they claim that as a member of, as a former vice president, a politically exposed person, Dr. Bawumia's ability to raise such unprecedented sums gives rise to a reasonable suspicion of abuse of influence, conflict of interest, or diversion of public resources. And the final grounds the petitioners gave was the potential breach of political financing and anti-corruption laws, that Ghana's legal framework imposes strict disclosure, reporting, and anti-corruption obligations on public officers and political parties, and a failure to adhere to these standards constitutes offences punishable under the Ghanaian law brace.
Yes, I mean, if you look through it, they are seeking some reliefs and sanctions, right?
Yes, Brace. So they are seeking quite a number of reliefs, about five of them in all. But I'll walk you through the major one. It says that, one, for the OSP to commence a full investigation into the origin of the funds used to procure the over 300 pickup vehicles and to finance related political activities. Also, conduct a comprehensive audit, which includes undertaking a forensic audit to determine the exact cost of purchasing the over 300 pickup vehicles, including all related expenditure, financing arrangements, and payment channels. Also, require Dr. Bawumia to make a full and sworn declaration of the total amount expended on the said purchase and to explain with verifiable evidence the lawful sources of the funds. And also for the OSP to publish the audit findings in line with the transparency mandate of the Office of the Special Prosecutor and the disclosure obligations under the under the Political Parties Act. Also, audit all fundraising activities led by or managed by Dr. Bawumia to determine compliance with the Political Parties Act and related statutes. Also, determine whether public or illicit funds were used. And then finally, they are seeking for the OSP to publish its findings to promote transparency and public accountability. So these are the five major reliefs sought by the three petitioners to the OSP brace.
Grateful to you, Papa Ni Ashley. This is Top Story brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies and also by Shield Pension Trust into the future with you. We've been joined on the line by Solomon Osu. He is spokesperson for Movement for Change and one of the petitioners on this particular matter that they're drawing the OSP's attention to. Solomon, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Now, I mean, why is it so important that the OSP goes into this? Is it the assumption that there's no way the vice president could have afforded these through legal means or legitimate means?
Thank you very much for having me. I mean, as public officers, we are enjoying to be transparent to the people of this country. So when we heard the vice president make the claim that he donated 300 class pickups, which we know to be in the region of, if we were to take the base of 300 at $80 million, because we know Navarra's cost is average $60,000 per pickup. So if it is 300, we are dealing with a minimum of $80 million. And you and I know the salary of a vice president. And so we became alarmed, hence petitioning the appropriate institution to go into the matters.
Well, we've had a body like the CDD say that you require in at least $200 million to be able to prosecute a presidential agenda in this country. Is $18 million that outside the bracket? That is something we need to look into.
So, like I started by saying, we know the vice president's salary. There are laws that regulate political parties, the Political Parties Act of 2005-74. You also know that foreigners are not supposed to partake in fundraising activities of our country. So all that we are saying is that the former vice president, who willingly told us that he single-handedly, emphasis mine, donated this amount, it's incumbent upon him to go to the OSP and then explain to him how he came by the 300 pickups. That shouldn't be my problem. That should be his problem.
Okay. But I mean, there are other people who have made similar comment as to their funding political parties. Why him alone? Or his is a bit different?
Kwajo, have you heard any political actor openly come out to say he has donated 300 pickups?
Can't readily recall, but I've heard people say they funded parties.
We don't have to. You see, my brother, don't let us veer into other areas. Here is a former vice president who, under no pressure, he was not being questioned by journalists, he was not being interviewed by anybody. He willingly gave us this information. We have been complaining in this country that we do not know donors to our political activities. Now, the vice president comes out to say he donated 300 class pickups to a campaign. And as a citizen of this country, mind you, I'm not saying he's guilty. I have not pronounced him guilty. I am only saying that he should go and explain how he managed to buy the 300 pickups. I think you should rather be concerned as a Ghanaian.
I'm concerned, but also intent is one thing that we need to establish as well, not to.
Which intent?
Yeah, that's why I'm asking the questions I am, so that we
I'm
all
a Ghanaian,
on the same level.
I am interested in people safeguarding my tax revenue.
Okay.
So this must concern you as a matter of fact.
Okay.
You have been speaking about corruption, about the way people dissipate our public funds. Someone comes in to make a definitive statement, and not less a person than the former vice president. And so if I petition, you must be concerned as how you will follow and make sure. And let me say that I am going to follow together with all the petitioners this petition to the latter.
Okay.
So that we establish the veracity of his claims.
So the OSP has received this petition, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's stamped.
Okay.
We took it to the OSP at exactly 11:35 this morning. And it was well received.
Okay. Do stay with me. Let me bring in the Dr. Baumia Kam, because we've been joined in the studio by the Director of Communications of the Dr. Baumia campaign team. Miracles Abuaji. Miracles, I'm grateful to you for joining. Now, this is a petition questioning the source of funding of your boss. I mean, 300 pickups is just, that's a lot of money. That's why they are worried. How does your company react to this?
Well, I believe the petition was submitted to the OSP. We haven't seen it yet. When we eventually receive it, we'll look into it and understand what the issues are. And then would, I'm sure the OSP will have its processes. And I'm sure Dr. Mahmoud Bamia will respond accordingly.
The basic point is about what was the source of funding. 18 million, I mean, per his analysis there.
I'm sure that's why he's submitted a petition, isn't that the case?
Yes.
So that will be dealt with.
No, but you are with the team. You should be able to tell us how you funded that.
I'm saying that how does politicians and political parties fund the activities? I was MC in Ekuapem North. If I'm going to run for any political activity, there are several ways. We raise funds. Individuals contribute towards it. Even in my constituency, Ekuapem North, when the party is going into an election, I go to my constituency and make donations. When I'm going to make the donations, I come to friends, I come to families, I come to acquaintances, and I mobilize resources. That's one of the key requirements of a politician worth its salt. So, I mean, like you said, sometimes the intent is also very important. Because if the intent is not otherwise, I don't think it's a big deal. But legitimately so, like you said, he says he's interested in knowing how a politician and a vice president is able to mobilize such resources. I'm sure once the OSP does what he has to do, Dr. Mahmoud Bamia would clearly deal with it. But I don't think it's something that is such a big deal. It is one of the easiest things for a politician worth its salt to be able to do, to mobilize resources. You know, I mean,
but those mobilizations are governed by laws.
Yes,
which of course he pointed
exactly.
out.
Exactly. So
that foreign nationals are not supposed to be contributing.
Yes.
So,
why is it only foreign? Is it only foreign?
How you were able to
exactly.
raise those monies?
Exactly, and that's the point. So that's the whole essence, isn't it?
Yes.
So that will be done.
But Ghanaians are listening to you.
No, but don't know. He didn't send a petition. He sent a petition to the OSP. Isn't the case?
But it is.
I've given you an indication. Go online. If you go online right now and you Google, there are several instances, several times where during the campaign we raise funds. And these funds, some of them, in fact, some of the donations that were even made to the campaign were made public by the individuals and the groups and organizations who contributed. So for me, apart from the fact that every citizen has that right to be able to, you know, put out such petitions, I don't think there's anything necessarily alarming in here. Raising 300 pickups, 500 pickups, I can do that. I can mobilize it from amongst my friends and acquaintances. That's something I can do. It is something that a politician worth its salt should be able to do. We organize, you know, fundraising nights. We have short codes that we use to raise funds. We have fundraising dinners. We open desks in campaign offices to raise funds for contributions from individuals all the way from the polling station to the highest level. So I don't really see the extraordinary scenario in here, but like he rightly said, it is within his right as a citizen. He wants answers and he will be given the answers.
Okay, stay with me. Solomon, you heard the director of comms for the campaign team there, that they raise funds, and so these are issues that are within the domain of the presidential candidate to do.
So the beauty of it is that I did not petition the director of communication of the Bamia campaign. I took the matter to the OSP. And Grace, do the media must be very much interested in this matter?
We are.
You have been speaking about corruption.
We are. We are very much interested.
This shouldn't have been my fight or the movement's fight or a Pierre Dankwa's fight or a Bose fight or Wolfson's fight or Nanaya's fight or anybody. It should have been the fight of Joy FM. Immediately, Dr. Mahmoud Bamia made that statement. But nevertheless, we have decided to play our role as patriotic citizens.
Okay.
And so he must go to the OSP. At this stage, nobody has, as it were, said that this one is guilty or not. But we believe that the OSP must go into the matter and make the findings public. It's not going to be business as usual. It's not going to be business as usual.
Will you do same for all candidates in the last election, including member of parliament aspirant?
As a matter of fact, there are a series of petitions that are going to follow. We see the system is not busy enough. We need to help this country to revive. We are dying slowly. People are doing things with impunity in this country. And so there are a series of petitions that are going to follow. Remember, Brian Echampon also said that he gave $1,500 to each constituency executive in the Eastern region. Remember, Kennedy Japon has been making a lot of noise. Now we understand the face of Edutum has also arrived. A lot of things are in the pipeline. And then we, as a movement for change, that wants to change the dynamism in politics in this country, will lead this onslaught.
But Solomon, the question that some, I mean, people will be asking is, the names you mentioned put out some of these issues earlier, but you're taking on the vice. That's why people will be asking, why him first? Because some other people made their comment earlier on. For example, in 2019, presidential candidate of the NDC, John Mahama, handed over some 20 vehicles to the national chairman of the NDC to help enhance the operational capacity of the party's regional offices. Nissan pickup vehicles, Renault. So question is, why not then and now? Yeah.
Don't let us digress into areas that will not help this discourse. A former vice president goes to a campaign, make a bold statement, a petition on it. I believe that our discussions must be centered on it. You quoting me to 2019 about John Mahama receiving pickups. If you were in the know, why did he not petition? Then you would have done a great disservice to this country.
Oh, I'm asking you because you are petitioning against someone.
So I have petitioned.
That's what I'm asking.
That is current.
Mm.
If you know of John Mahama's own petition, that is why you are there.
Okay, anyway. Now, which part of the Political Parties Act, I'm looking for education, Political Parties Act allows such a petition and mandates the OSP to audit individual candidates instead of political parties?
You see, first of all, I have petitioned the OSP. I cannot be a petitioner and a judge in my own court. If I quote the relevant laws, it will still not make any sense to anybody. That is why I have sent the matter to the OSP. He's going to be the arbiter in this matter. If you ask me to quote the relevant laws, if I quote, what next? We are not going to try this whole petition on air. That is why I've gone to the appropriate authority. You began by asking me the intent. You began by asking me why him alone. You go on to say which relevant law. No, do not let us go into that realm.
Well, but there's no aspire to crime, right?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I'm saying that there's no aspire to crime.
So you can, the one that you have information, and you have detailed information about your mama, can you pass it on to me? Tomorrow I'll go to the OSP.
But I'm asking, I mean, which part of the OSP's law, and or which law asks the OSP to audit political presidential candidate instead of political parties? I want to be educated on that.
You see, I have already told you. If the OSP is that mindful that there is no relevant provision in its laws to deal with this, he would amply say it and dismiss the matter. So we are not going to try the matter on air.
But
there are enough provisions that would deal with this. In fact, we stated a lot of it in our petition that you read.
No, but I want the exact provision that says that you have to investigate or audit individual press in the individual candidate and not political parties. I want education, sir.
Is it?
I'm just looking for education. That's why I'm asking that. Which law says that investigate or audit presidential candidate and not the political parties as entities?
So here is the case. The vice president, the former vice president, made a personal statement. Is that not the case? He did not say that the MPP donated 300 pickups. He said he single-handedly. You understand? The OSP's mandate is to be able to investigate corruption and corruption-related offenses, perceived ones. And I'm saying that the figures involved are beyond my human comprehension. So they should go into it. Is it too much?
But yeah, it's not, but you need to have
grounds. Are you not interested in the corruption?
I'm very much interested, and that's why we're having this conversation.
But because, if you're interested, the way a man, as if you are not interested, you are thinking about intent, you are thinking about motive, you are thinking about which law, when I have gone to the appropriate authority.
The special prosecutor law that you quote, section 2C, that you wrote, says empowers the OSP to investigate and prosecute corruption and corruption-related offenses committed by public officers and politically exposed persons, including the abuse of office for personal or partisan benefit.
Yes.
Section 3 authorizes the OSP to act upon credible complaint or reasonable suspicion, both of which are present. So yours is that you have reasonable suspicion of the vice president action that possibly there could have been corruption here.
Absolutely.
Anyway, okay. Let me bring in Dennis Miracles about Dennis. So I mean, if you listen to his explanations there, he says this was a public officer, so he has to just answer to us how he was able to raise those monies, 18 million in the least, to purchase these vehicles.
I mean, you've asked all the relevant questions. And I don't know why he gets agitated when you are also asking questions related to the same law that he's supposedly standing on. Raise, like I said, he sent a petition. We will deal with it. When eventually we receive it, we don't even know because we haven't even seen anything. It might be true, it might not be true. I suppose that's Solomon from Movement for Change, isn't
yes,
it?
Sure, yeah, yes,
and
yes.
Like he said, he probably says he's not too busy. And so he's probably trying to get busy himself and get others also busy. I mean, these are his
but
own words.
Have you ever presented audited reports?
No, I don't work for the party.
I mean the political party.
No, I'm saying that I'm not an administrator at the party's office.
But you're a member of the party.
No. That one, you can direct that one to the administrators. Be fair to the organization.
Mm.
But like you rightly said, I'm sure there are going to be a lot of petitions, you know, based on this. I was just thinking through. I said, oh, his own candidate, if he so much loves Ghana and he so much has the interest of Ghana at heart, like you said, the intent, I'm sure the first petition should be on his own candidate. How his candidates managed to afford running around this country as an ordinary minister.
He says you can also petition.
No, I'm just making a point. Yeah. So there are petitions coming. I'm sure other citizens are also hearing and probably taking inspiration from him. And so I'm very, very sure in the next few days, his candidates would also have to go to the OSP to explain how he was able to afford the fuel and the vehicles that he moved across this country with as a minister of state. Because looking at the salary that he earned as a minister, moving from just two regions could have dissipated all his funds. Mm-hmm. And all the vehicles that he branded, the posters, the t-shirts, I'm sure Solomon should also get busy to also try to at least explain to the Ghanaian people how he and his leader managed to. And I'm sure people are taking inspiration from him. As to the petition, I think it's just hot air. It's just hot air.
Your candidate was able to give 300 pickups.
Why? That's why I've explained to you that even me, if I want to get 300 pickups,
you can.
I can mobilize. Why? There's so many ways I can mobilize people and individuals. It depends on your worth.
Okay.
But that we'll leave that to the substantive matter.
Okay.
But we take inspiration from him. I'm sure in about 2 or 3 days, Solomon will probably be on air explaining to you how he and his leader, as ordinary minister, managed to afford moving across the country with all the V8 and all the fuel to campaign.
Okay. Dennis, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Let me bring in Dr. Kwame Asante. Doc, I mean, this is the case that 300 pickups by a presidential candidate is something that he needs to answer. How do you see it? And how must the OSP proceed on this particular matter?
Oh, you know, this question is actually for the lawyers. I have very little knowledge in them.
Okay.
Once they've submitted to OSP, let's ask Miracle said, let OSP act on it, and then we all will follow.
But this is welcoming, right? For citizens to write, get up and say, we want to know the source of your funding in purchasing A or B during your campaign.
Oh, citizens have rights. So if you see an action of an individual or you see something and you think it's within your right, you want to pursue it, nobody will stop you. But you, at the end of the day, you'll be provided with answers.
And what's your expectation of this?
Oh, we all follow.
Okay, all right. I'm grateful to you. Dr. Kwame Asante is Senior Lecturer, Political Science Department of the University of Ghana. Earlier, you heard Solomon Owusu, spokesperson for the Movement for Change, one of the petitioners in this particular matter. This has been a top story brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies and also by Shield Pension Trust Into the Future with you. My name is Samuel Kojo-Obri. Thanks for doing the listening. Up next, it's Newsnight.